This is Unit 11 of Pimsleur's Danish. Listen to this conversation.
Hvornår vil du spise aftensmad med mig?
Klokken to.
Nej, ikke klokken to. Klokken tre?
Nej, ikke klokken tre. Klokken fire?
Nej, meget senere.
Klokken otte. Passer det dig?
Nej, ikke klokken otte, men klokken ni. Passer det?
Ja, klokken ni er fint.
Listen to the conversation again.
Hvornår vil du spise aftensmad med mig?
Klokken to.
Nej, ikke klokken to. Klokken tre?
Nej, ikke klokken tre. Klokken fire?
Nej, meget senere.
Klokken otte. Passer det dig?
Nej, ikke klokken otte, men klokken ni. Passer det?
Ja, klokken ni er fint.
Greet a woman saying hello.
Goddag.
How do you ask what time it is?
Hvad er klokken? Hvad er klokken?
Ask, do you know?
Ved du? Ved du, hvad klokken er?
Now ask, do you know what time it is?
Ved du, hvad klokken er? Hvad klokken er?
How does she say that it's 1 o'clock?
Klokken er et. Klokken er et.
Say, I'm going to eat lunch now.
Jeg skal spise frokost nu. Frokost.
She says, it's late.
Det er sent.
Now how does she say that it's 5 o'clock?
Klokken er fem. Fem.
She asks, are you going to eat dinner now?
Skal du spise aftensmad nu?
Answer, no, I'm going to eat dinner later.
Nej, jeg skal spise aftensmad senere.
At 7 o'clock. Listen and repeat.
Klokken syv. Syv. Klokken syv.
Say, at 7 o'clock.
Klokken syv.
Now ask, do you want to have a glass of wine?
Vil du have et glas vin?
You add, at 9 o'clock.
Klokken ni. Ni.
How would she ask what time it is now?
Hvad er klokken nu?
Do you know what time it is?
Ved du, hvad klokken er?
How would she ask? Is it 1 o'clock?
Er klokken et? Er klokken et?
Is it 3 o'clock?
Er klokken tre? Tre.
Tell her that it's 5 o'clock.
Klokken er fem. Klokken er fem.
Now say that it's 4 o'clock.
Klokken er fire. Fire.
Here's, it's early. Listen and repeat.
Det er tidligt. Tidligt. Lidt. Tid. Tidligt. Det er tidligt.
What's the word early?
Tidligt. Tidligt.
Say, I'm going to eat lunch now.
Jeg skal spise frokost nu.
How would you say, it's not late, it's early?
Det er ikke sent, det er tidligt.
I'm going to eat dinner later.
Jeg skal spise aftensmad senere.
Try to say much later, at 7 o'clock.
Meget senere, klokken 7. Meget senere.
At the fish bar.
På fiskebaren. På fiskebaren.
Tell her that you're going to have a cup of tea now.
Jeg skal have en kop te nu.
Say a cup of tea and a sandwich.
En kop te og et smørbrød.
It's early.
Det er tidligt. Tidligt.
Starting with this lesson, you'll be given some instructions in Danish. Listen to the Danish for listen and repeat.
Lyt og gentag. Lyt og gentag.
Now here's how to say, at 6 o'clock.
Lyt og gentag.
Listen and repeat.
Lyt og gentag.
Klokken 6. 6. Klokken 6.
Say, I'm going to eat dinner at 6 o'clock.
Jeg skal spise aftensmad klokken 6.
Or at 7 o'clock.
Eller klokken 7. 7.
At 6 o'clock or at 7 o'clock.
Klokken 6 eller klokken 7.
She says, no, later.
Nej, senere.
You say, at 8 o'clock then.
Lyt og gentag.
Listen and repeat.
Klokken 8 så. Så. Klokken 8 så.
What's the Danish word for then?
Så.
Say, at 8 o'clock then.
Klokken 8 så.
How do you say dinner or evening food?
Aftensmad.
Here's tonight or this evening.
Lyt og gentag.
Listen and repeat.
I aften. 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 I. I aften.
Say tonight.
I aften.
I'd like to eat dinner with you tonight.
Jeg vil gerne spise aftensmad med dig i aften. Med dig i aften. Jeg vil gerne spise aftensmad med dig i aften.
At 7 o'clock at the fish bar.
Klokken 7 på fiskebaren. Klokken 7.
Ask, does that suit you?
Passer det dig? Passer det dig?
She says, at 10 o'clock.
Lyt og gentag.
Klokken 10. 10. 10.
How does she say, at 10 o'clock?
Klokken 10.
I would like to eat dinner at 10 o'clock.
Jeg vil gerne spise aftensmad klokken 10.
She asks, and you?
Og du?
Do you want to eat dinner at 10 o'clock?
Vil du spise aftensmad klokken 10?
Ask, this evening?
I aften? I aften?
She says, yes, at 10 o'clock this evening.
Ja, klokken 10 i aften.
You think it's late, but you say, all right, at 10 o'clock then.
Okay, klokken 10 så. Så. Klokken 10 så.
Here's how to say tomorrow.
Lyt og gentag. I morgen. Morgen. I. I morgen.
She asks, and tomorrow?
Og i morgen. Og i morgen.
Try to say, all right, I'm going also to eat dinner.
Okay, jeg skal også spise aftensmad.
With you tomorrow.
Med dig i morgen. Jeg skal også spise aftensmad med dig i morgen.
She asks, at 3 o'clock or at 4 o'clock?
Klokken 3 eller klokken 4?
At 5 o'clock or at 6 o'clock?
Klokken 5 eller klokken 6?
Say, no, at 7 o'clock or later.
Nej, klokken 7 eller senere.
At 9 o'clock or at 10 o'clock.
Klokken 9 eller klokken 10.
She says, okay, at 10 o'clock then.
Okay, klokken 10 så. Klokken 10 så.
At 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Klokken 10 i morgen.
Do you remember how to ask, what do you feel like doing now?
Hvad har du lyst til at lave nu?
Here's how to ask, what are you going to do now?
Lyt og gentag. Hvad skal du nu? Skal. Hvad skal du nu?
When asking, what are you going to do now? Danes usually omit to do. Ask again, what are you going to do now?
Hvad skal du nu?
She says, I'm going to eat dinner.
Jeg skal spise aftensmad.
It's not early.
Det er ikke tidligt. Tidligt.
Do you remember how to say, that I'd like?
Det vil jeg gerne. Det vil jeg gerne.
Suppose you want to say, now I'm going to eat dinner. Just listen. Pay attention to the word order.
Nu skal jeg spise aftensmad. Nu skal jeg spise aftensmad.
To emphasize a word like now, you put it first and then reverse the word order. Try to say, now I'm going to eat dinner.
Nu skal jeg spise aftensmad. Nu skal jeg. Nu skal jeg spise aftensmad.
But you change your mind. Say that now you're going to eat lunch.
Nu skal jeg spise frokost.
Add, it's early.
Det er tidligt.
She says, I'm going to eat dinner later.
Jeg skal spise aftensmad senere.
She adds, it's not late, it's early.
Det er ikke sent. Det er tidligt.
Now I'm going to have a sandwich and a Danish pastry.
Nu skal jeg have et smørbrød og et wienerbrød.
Ask. And tomorrow?
Og i morgen? Og i morgen?
How would she say, tomorrow I'm going to eat lunch at 4 o'clock?
I morgen skal jeg spise frokost klokken 4. I morgen skal jeg spise frokost klokken 4.
Say hello, or literally, good day.
God dag. Dag.
Now here's how to say today.
Lyt og gentag. I dag. Dag. I. I dag.
Say in Danish, today.
I dag.
How does she ask, when are you going to eat dinner today?
Hvornår skal du spise aftensmad i dag? I dag.
Answer, at 7 o'clock.
Klokken 7.
I'm going to eat at 7 o'clock today.
Jeg skal spise klokken 7 i dag.
Remembering the word order, say, but tomorrow I'm going to eat at 6 o'clock.
Men i morgen skal jeg spise klokken 6. I morgen skal jeg spise klokken 6.
Say together, today, this evening.
I dag, i aften. I dag, i aften.
Say tomorrow.
I morgen.
Now here's tomorrow night, or tomorrow evening.
Lyt og gentag. I morgen aften. Aften. I morgen. I morgen aften.
Say tomorrow evening.
I morgen aften.
Say today.
I dag.
Ask the woman if she wants to eat dinner with you this evening.
Vil du spise aftensmad med mig i aften?
How does she answer? Not this evening, tomorrow evening.
Ikke i aften. I morgen aften. I morgen aften.
She adds, at 6 o'clock or at 7 o'clock.
Klokken 6 eller klokken 7.
Tomorrow evening.
I morgen aften.
Now she says, it's late. It's not early.
Det er sent. Det er ikke tidligt. Sent. Tidligt.
How does she ask what time it is now?
Hvad er klokken nu?
Tell her that it's 10 o'clock.
Klokken er 10. Klokken er 10.
Say, I'd like to eat dinner with you.
Jeg vil gerne spise aftensmad med dig.
Today and also tomorrow.
I dag og også i morgen.
Because it's late, she says, not this evening, but tomorrow evening.
Ikke i aften, men i morgen aften.
Say, okay, tomorrow evening then.
Okay, i morgen aften så.
At 8 o'clock, at the fish bar.
Klokken 8, på fiskebaren.
Now you're an American woman having a conversation with an acquaintance, Bjorn.
Bjorn.
I'll tell you what to say to him, and he'll answer you. Addressing him by name, first say hello and ask him how it's going.
God dag, Bjorn. Hvordan går det?
Helt fint, tak. Ved du hvad klokken er?
Tell him that it's 10 o'clock.
Klokken er 10.
Now ask him what he feels like doing this evening.
Hvad har du lyst til at lave i aften? I aften?
Det ved jeg ikke. Hvad har du lyst til at lave?
Ask him if he wants to eat dinner at your place.
Vil du spise aftensmad hos mig?
Ja, men ikke i aften.
Ask tomorrow evening then?
I morgen aften så?
Answer his next question by saying 6 o'clock.
Ja, i morgen aften er fint. Hvornår?
Klokken 6.
In response to his next question, answer, yes, 7 o'clock is fine.
Ikke klokken 6, men klokken 7. Passer det dig?
Ja, klokken 7 er fint. Ja, klokken 7 er fint.
Now ask him if he wants to have something to drink with you.
Vil du have noget at drikke med mig?
Answer his next question on your own.
Det ved jeg ikke. Hvad skal du have at drikke?
Et glas øl. Et glas vin. En kop te.
Use 3 o'clock in your answer to his next question.
I dag? Hvornår?
Klokken 3.
He agrees to meet you at 3 o'clock. Say, all right, goodbye.
Okay, ha' det godt. Ha' det godt.
Starting with this unit, each unit will contain some practice in reading Danish. We suggest that you make the effort to do a reading lesson daily, sometime after the appropriate unit. You are encouraged to repeat each lesson as often as necessary in order to familiarize yourself with the sounds of the letters in Danish. We do not recommend doing the readings now if you are doing this program in your car or where it is not convenient to work with the reading booklet. The reading lessons will be found both at the end of each unit and also combined at the end of the course. If you are doing the reading lesson now, you will need your reading booklet. If you don't have the booklet at hand, pause now and start again when you're ready. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 11. Look at the first word. The Danish speaker is going to pronounce it. You are to repeat it aloud after him.
Sal.
Notice the sound of the letter A. Now you read number 1.
Sal. Sal.
Try to read number 2.
Mail. Mail.
Now repeat number 3 after the speaker, paying attention to the sound of the letter E.
Seen. Seen.
Read number 4.
Bean.
Listen and repeat number 5.
Mene. Mene.
Notice how lightly the last E is pronounced. In Danish, words are normally stressed on the first syllable. With this in mind, try to read number 6.
Lene.
Now repeat number 7 after the speaker, paying attention to the R sound.
Ba. Ba.
When a word ends with R, it usually produces an abrupt end or glottal stop. In Danish, this is called
stød.
Notice also the sound of the A when it's followed by an R. Read number 7 again.
Ba.
Listen and repeat number 8.
Bare. Bare.
Notice the sound of the R when it's in the middle of a word. Read number 8 again.
Bare.
Listen and repeat number 9.
Eller. Eller.
In Danish, when a vowel is followed by two consonants, the vowel sound usually changes. Now look at the word pair in number 10. The first word makes a long E sound, and the second, a woman's name, makes the Danish short E sound. Listen and repeat number 10.
Hel, helle. Hel, helle.
Try to read number 11.
Skelner. Skelner.
Look at number 12. Since the A is followed by two consonants, it makes a short A sound. Listen and repeat.
Kaffe. Kaffe.
Read number 13.
Hatten.
In number 14, the A is short. Try to read number 14.
Tak.
In Danish, if a final consonant in a word is an M, P, T, K, or F, the preceding vowel is usually short. Now look at the word pair in number 15. The first word makes the long A sound, and the second, the short A sound. Try to read this word pair.
Tail, cat. Tail, cat.
Now listen and repeat number 16.
Vi. Vi.
The long I in Danish is often pronounced as E. Read 17.
Din.
Look at number 18. The I is followed by two consonants, so the I makes a short I sound. Listen and repeat number 18.
Finne. Finne.
Try to read the word pair in number 19.
Min, misse. Min, misse.
Look at number 20. The double K sounds like a cross between a G and K. Try it.
Ikke. Ikke.
This is the end of Unit 11 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.